When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Ever heard of a turkey neck? Does it only show up in your 70s? Not getting enough Z's, even when you are young, can cause the skin to wrinkle and sag early. That's in part because your body releases more cortisol, a stress hormone. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. If you use tobacco, besides raising your chances of getting cancer, you could end up with wrinkles, sagging skin at an early age. Some sunlight is good for you, but beware of soaking up too many UV rays, which can damage collagen in your skin. Use sunscreen that's got a rating of SPF 30 or higher. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Candidate filing period for November 3rd general election begins July 13th. CHP entering holiday enforcement period this weekend. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The candidate filing period for the November 3rd general election in San Luis Obispo County will open July 13th and run through August 7th. The clerk recorder's office says the filing period will extend for 5 days for any office in which the incumbent does not file. The general election includes offices for candidates advancing from the primary, as well as numerous offices throughout the county, including school board members, CSDs, and special district offices. The clerk recorder's office says that candidates must schedule an appointment before nomination documents can be issued. After an appointment is made, candidates will receive a packet of forms by email to complete and bring to their scheduled appointment. The filing deadline for write-in candidates is 5 p.m. October 20th. CHP is reminding motorists to slow down and drive responsibly as they head out for this Independence Day weekend. CHP will be rolling out its holiday enforcement period to address unsafe driving and keep California roads safe this weekend. The enforcement period starts at 6 p.m. tonight and will go through July 5th at 11:59 p.m., with an emphasis on combating speeding. Among CHP's enforcement vehicles will be 100 low-profile, specially marked patrol vehicles that blend into traffic. CHP says reckless driving and speeding is incredibly dangerous as it slows down reaction time, increases crash severity, and can lead to serious or fatal consequences. During last year's 78-hour Independence Day holiday enforcement period, CHP officers responded to more than 850 speed-related crashes, with at least 7 of those collisions fatal. In addition, officers made over 1,300 arrests for driving under the influence. San Luis Obispo police arrest man for robbing elderly victim. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRO News Time is 7:11.
Blazon Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazon Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazonbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. San Luis Obispo police responded to a report of a robbery involving an elderly victim on Monday at about 6:18 p.m. The incident took place on the 400 block of Prado Road. Following an investigation, police determined that the suspect, 60-year-old Anthony Smith, approached an elderly victim from behind, placed his hands on the victim's shoulders, and instructed him not to turn around. Smith then removed the victim's mobile phone, searched him for additional property, and then fled the area. The victim did not suffer any physical injuries, according to SLO police. Police found Smith near the intersection of Higuera Street and Granada Drive, arrested him, and recovered the victim's stolen phone. SLO police also arrested 42-year-old Benjamin Weldon of San Luis Obispo for felony vandalism. Police investigated about $7,000 worth of damage at High Street Deli at 350 High Street, where a blue marker had been used to write on outdoor tables and signs. Police used surveillance cameras to identify the suspect. He'd also vandalized Lincoln Deli on Broad Street that same day. A child fell through a skylight in the ceiling of a San Luis Obispo grocery outlet store on Madonna Road yesterday afternoon. Police and fire services responded to the incident at about 3:42 p.m., and the child was transported by ambulance to a trauma center. No further information on the incident or the child's conditions is available at this time. Emergency officials have confirmed a second drowning at Lopez Lake this year that occurred earlier this week. On Tuesday, witnesses reported that a man was swimming with his friends at the lake at about 4:15 p.m. when he appeared to be in distress and went underwater. Boaters were able to locate the man and pull him out from the water, and he was identified as 20-year-old Nathan Martinez of Santa Maria. The county sheriff's office says CPR was performed on Martinez, and he was taken to a local hospital, later pronounced dead. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Dodgers 7-1, the Giants over the Diamondbacks 6-4, the Cubs beat the Padres 23-3, the Tigers over the Yankees 6-2. Tonight, the Padres will face the Dodgers, the Angels will go against the Mariners. In California news, the Trump administration has filed lawsuits against California and Virginia over its semi-automatic firearm restrictions. The new California law prohibits gun shops from selling certain handguns that can easily be made to be fully automatic. The Trump admin's acting attorney general, Todd Blanche, said, quote, "The Constitution is not a suggestion, and the Second Amendment is not a second-class right." A new California law has gone into effect that prohibits the use of sell-by dates on food products. Manufacturers must now use either best by or best if used by dates, which indicate dates for food quality and product safety, not for retailers on how long products can remain on the shelves. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill on Tuesday officially recognizing May 17th as Bruce Lee Day in California. This marks Bruce Lee as the first Chinese American to be honored with a day in the state. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Mexico's month-long closure to U.S. pork offal after a pseudo-rabies detection in Iowa has cost exporters about $7 million per week, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Some shipments have resumed, but restrictions on product from Iowa and Texas remain, and new source verification rules are complicating exports from other states. USMEF says the limited supply is frustrating U.S. exporters as well as Mexican retailers, restaurants, and consumers who rely on U.S. pork offal. USMEF trade manager Rigoberto Trevino.
Most of the times when you talk about barrier meats, the answer is going to be always tacos. So carnitas are very important in Mexico. For example, pork snout, pork ear, pork stomach, etc.
Trevino points out that the cost for some offal products has doubled.
They are very frustrated, not only the Mexican customers, also the American exporters, because they want to get the product into Mexico, and the prices are getting really high. And for example, just giving an example, pork uterus, the domestic supply is not enough in Mexico, so they have to import product from the U.S. They cannot import product from the U.S. right now, so the prices can be double for this kind of cuts.
The USMEF's Rigoberto Trevino.
Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to Superior Livestock for quality selection and volume. Join Superior July 6th through the 10th for the Week in the Rockies video auction from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, featuring more than 240,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock from top ranches across the country. Superior's Week in the Rockies has the loads to fit your needs. View every lot online and register to bid today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Don't miss Week in the Rockies, July 6th through the 10th, only at Superior Livestock.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Make your home more efficient for the summer heat with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Blake's stocks everything you'll need to maintain your existing evaporative cooler. Now's the time to check those pads, pumps, float valves, and motors. Blake's carries quality Dial evaporative cooler repair parts and Dial cooler pumps from 5,000 to 11,000 CFMs. Also, multiple sizes of Aspen and DuraCool pads. Blake's True Value's
knowledgeable staff will help you find the right Dial cooler part to keep your home cool through the summer. Dial evaporative cooler parts keep your cooler running efficiently, and that saves money. If it's time to replace that old tired cooler, Blake's has specials on new efficient evaporative coolers, both roof mount and window mount models. Get the help you need at Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 1701 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles. Blake's, behind every project is a true value.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food Inform News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency will host a workshop for California farmers and ranchers to discuss Stage 2 of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program. The virtual event will be held July 9th from 10 to 11 a.m. The 2025 American Farm Relief Act, which Congress passed in late 2024, provides more than $16 billion in disaster relief payments to farmers who suffered revenue, quality, or production losses to crops, trees, and bushes or vines due to qualifying disaster events in the calendar years 2023 and 2024. The application deadline has been extended to August 12th. The workshop will provide an opportunity to learn more about the program. Registration is required and can be completed online. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, sunny skies Tuesday through Thursday next week. Low 80s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, mid-80s on Tuesday, upper 80s Wednesday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 54 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
Happy birthday, America. Time to celebrate 250 years of freedom and liberty. Freedom's hard-fought and precious to us all. To keep our freedoms, citizens need good and reliable information about our schools and our local government. Your SLO County Tea Party has been your go-to source of this info for the last 15 years. Come join your Tea Party this Monday, July 6th, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters in Atascadero. Good information, good refreshments, good company.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. Investors are reacting to some cooling of the labor market, which can result in the Federal Reserve backing off raising interest rates. The June employment report showed weaker than expected job growth at 57,000, and job creation for the previous 2 months was revised lower. The unemployment rate declined to 4.2%. Ford says its sales in the recent quarter were down 10%, partly because of model phase-outs and retooling for new models. Explorer sales were up 21%, and it reported record Maverick hybrid sales. Ford shares up more than 1%. Tesla says its sales rose 24.9% in the quarter from a year ago. Tesla shares opened narrowly higher. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes. Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness, starting at 2. 40 years ahead of the science, you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and more. Learn from the master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the seven laws of radiant overall health. Tips from the master, Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness. For more information, go to GaryWhiting.com or 530-410-5270.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane. And this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real Atascadero, your Honda power equipment dealer. All right, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL. Join us on this Thursday edition, The Right Choice.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, Eric's in for Karen, and something that comes up yearly for you, and that will be talk about Let's see here. I want to make sure I get this right. Medicare. So that's this afternoon here on The Right Choice KPRL. All right. I got this text, and I don't know. Let's see here. World Cup games are ending with the song Sweet Caroline. Ugh. I bet other Bearcats like me remember singing it at football games. I didn't know they did that at Bearcat games. And what would be the significance of Sweet Caroline at a Paso Robles Bearcat game? Chris, was there a song for your high school?
Do you mean our school's song?
Yeah.
It was, yeah. I don't remember what it was called. I don't think it had a name. It was just our school's song. I don't remember the title, but, you know, I sang it because I was in choir.
Okay, I'm not asking you to sing, but what were some of the lyrics? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was like, Paso Robles, we will ever to our high school be true as we pass along Times Highway on the road forever new. And when out in life's sharp conflicts, we battle for the right with our fond hearts turning ever to the crimson and white.
Okay.
That was the whole thing.
Oh, all right. It's very short and to the point.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was a little bit longer than that because, you know, we're singing it and I was just kind of like saying it as if it were a poem, but it was short, yeah.
Okay. Lee, if you're listening back there in Louisville, I don't know what our school song was. I had to tell you the truth. I love going to high school. I love my classmates. Matter of fact, I'll be seeing them soon. I wouldn't have cared less about it. But that's just, again, me. All right. So, for those, you know, you Bearcats or Greyhounds or Eagles or Outlaws, whatever, do you remember what it is, your theme song? And was it original or was it something as atrocious as Sweet Caroline? Because that has become the classic team anthem. Well, I shouldn't say classic, but the team anthem for the Boston Red Sox. And the New York Yankees is New York, New York by Frank Sinatra. And the Dodgers have a theme song. I'm sure some of you probably know, you diehard Dodger fans, including Mad Dog out there, who is so far on a daily basis when he comes to the gym, he asks me how the Yankees are doing now that they've lost their seventh straight. The Dodger theme song is I Love L.A. by Randy Newman. Now, again, when you get to New York, New York, I Love L.A. and Sweet Caroline, and they were all on the charts. Now, the Giants have the overrated classic by Tony Bennett, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. The Phillies, this is really hard to believe, and it's High Hopes, which is another Frank Sinatra song. And Prince has one in his hometown there in Minneapolis, Minnesota Twins, Let's Go Crazy. And this is kind of funny. The Milwaukee Brewers, their theme song is the Beer Barrel Polka, Roll Out the Barrel. That's beautiful. Beautiful. They may become my favorite team just based on that. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us this morning. And, folks, you're not going to get the day off, but there is now a Bruce Lee holiday. Commemorative, I should say, not a holiday. Not a paid state holiday. It honors the martial arts legend Bruce Lee. Now, again, here it says, schools do not close. Banks or government offices will remain open. Or they can probably choose on their own to do so. So it will go into effect in the year 2027. On May 17th. So the, anyway, so for the Bruce Lee fans and so forth, have at it. And I think that from what I read is what the foundation is hoping by this is that there'll be cultural exhibits, classroom lessons in public schools, and community events. I think a good cultural exhibit would be to have an exhibition of somebody beating the crap out of somebody who attacks him on the street. Because Bruce Lee could certainly defend himself. All right. So, as we were, or as I was beginning to talk about, we're seeing stories from around the world and now back east and in the mid-Atlantic states on the heat wave. And that here's something interesting for you regarding heat in the United States. Because it seems more and more people cannot handle the heat. Now, I understand extreme heats. We go through extreme heats here. You know, once in a while it's 110, 112, something like that. Apparently, Americans aren't able to adapt as much as they used to. Since 1999, there's been a 117% increase in heat-related deaths in the United States of America. On average, about 2,000 people die every year heat-related. Now, it's nothing to sneeze at, of course. However, what are the reasons? Well, some are obvious reasons. However, what we are seeing, or we or they are the experts in something like that, is some of the prescription drugs, such as those for blood pressure, allergies, and depression, interfere with the sweating and the human body and to be able to be tolerant. Obviously, older adults are more at risk. And hopefully, as they've gotten older, they've been able to figure it out. But here's something that's interesting. Air conditioning has played a significant role in this. And the reason is because of the reliance on it. Now, constantly going between cold rooms and hot, humid air prevents the body from building heat tolerance. And also our diet has an impact on our body to be able to tolerate the extreme heats. So you have to condition your body. Your body is pretty amazing. It can adapt to a lot of things. Chris, you would prefer heat over cold, I assume.
Do you mean like for what the outside weather is?
Just in general.
No, I prefer cold over heat. It's easier to warm up than it is to cool off.
I'm just the opposite. I think it's easier to cool down than it is to get cold. Because once I'm, well, again, everybody's body's a little different. Because once I'm cold, I'm done. I just don't, I guess because I'm out in the heat and I'm used to it. I'm used to it. If it's 100 degrees, yeah, it's not the best thing in the world, but I can tolerate it. I can do chores outside and do whatever I want and stuff. So everybody, but the acclimation. But, you know, again, this goes back to when they go into the AC and the air that we're breathing as well, which also is another reason for the increase in asthma in this country, is because we are closing up or locking up windows, whether it's in our homes, whether it's at work, or whether it's in our cars. And the thing with the air conditioning is not necessarily just at your home, but what they have, again, these experts that do these or track it stuff, that even when it's 80 or 85 degrees, people will put the air conditioning on in their car. You're not getting fresh air. So we're getting less and less fresh air. And that's causing problems with our, you know, the asthma. And just the breathing and the clogging up and so forth and getting that whatever air, recirculating air in you. So that is the AC trap. And again, they also relate to the not only your diet, but also the lack of exercise for your body to be able to condition itself. So this is one of the reasons. Now, there are other reasons as why, as well, because, you know, some people just can't afford air conditioning, they overdo it, or they have conditions such that it's not good anyway. But the reliance on air conditioning is not good. So something to think about. Just something to think about regarding this. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, anything else that may be on your mind? Let's see here. Lee does remember it. He says, I'll sing it to you when I see you in October. Well, Lee, I just canceled my reservations. Just tell me the name of the song. I don't care. I don't want you. You may be the only one that would be able to remember it. Well, Lisa probably would too, but no. Anyway, how many? Yeah, I wonder how many out there remember their school song. I don't. I remember them singing it at the cheerleaders on the sideline at East Tennessee State. It may have been homecoming. You know, with the players, we have to stand there and endure this nonsense. And I can't remember what the lyrics or the name of the song was. It wasn't Rocky Top. I know that. Hi, good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys. So you're talking about people in the heat. You know, a lot of it might be the aging population is bringing up these numbers.
Well, that's some of it as well.
Yeah. You know, I used to love the heat, but it's not always my friend anymore, you know?
Well, I guess the part of the point of this, though, is what they're alluding to in some cases, that, okay, so you've gone along in years, and everybody's different, but you realize your body is starting to change, so you make adjustments, or you learn how to cope. So, at some point, do people simply don't know how to cope anymore? Or are there physical and combination mental conditions such as they don't know how anymore?
I don't know if they don't know how. They probably think that's something they can take in a pill or go to the doctor for. You know, they're not very self-sufficient, self-reliant on themselves. It seems like they, as we know, we see it all the time. You know.
Well,
somebody else.
Do you fear that as you get older?
No. I take care of myself. It's just, you know, hey, you got to be tough to get this old.
Okay. So are we, then why people aren't able to? Because I often wonder, well, and it's kind of funny, whenever I'm watching the Pioneer Day Parade, and I look at that equipment and I say, man, how did those people endure the weather conditions with that stuff, that antiquated, you know, those antiquated machines? They were out in the fields for hours.
Yes. Yes, they were. But they grew up in it, and that's what they did. We've become very soft. Our demands on our body are not nearly like that. That was normal for them. There was no, everybody was in the same boat. This is our normal life. It's hot out here. We're working. We're cutting grain. We're doing this. We're doing that. Yeah, it's 110 or 15 or whatever, but that's what they did. And so it was normal. And I think people don't understand what's normal now because as you say, they live in a closed environment. They go in their house or their businesses, and their temperature doesn't change any their environment. So
I've been in gyms most of my life, and I can't tell you how many times that people will go up to the front desk and complain about it being too hot or too cold at a gym. Now, when you have, you know, 100 or so people in a room like that, obviously you can't accommodate everybody. But my thinking is, you're at a damn gym. Just work out. Because
Just do it.
Whether you're hot or cold, your body will get used to it.
Yeah.
But no, they're there. I mean, I see some people on the treadmills or whatever. They've got a soda in the hand or they've got a Starbucks. And you know, again, if that's fine. But I'm just going, what are you doing? You might as well come in with a bologna sandwich too. Now,
oh,
Now, Mike, would you prefer that? Do you prefer it hot or cold?
I'd rather have heat over the cold. Yes. That's the other thing, that as you get older, sometimes, you know, your circulation changes and your body changes, and the cold seems to bite just a little bit harder sometimes.
Yeah, where it may be 65 degrees and you're going to need a jacket now, as opposed to, you know, you used to be able to run around in shorts.
Not yet. I'm still wearing damn shorts. I don't have, you know.
Well, you know, that becomes a whole nother topic of conversation. At what age at what age should people stop wearing shorts?
I don't know. I'm not that old yet.
Of course not. I wonder that too. It's like, okay, you know, how do I look?
Oh, goodness.
How do I look in this wetsuit when I'm waddling down to the water?
So one other note, real quick here. You were talking about all these restrictions on us make us safe. If you can save one, but you know, as you've brought up many times, you get in our cars, and what's it? How many people die in cars? You know, that's accepted. Why is it an accept? Why aren't these other things accepted? Okay, there's going to be an attrition rate. There's going to be a certain amount of things happen to people, and that's just the way it is.
Well, what are you referring to? The accidents on holidays?
Yeah, what the government trying to control us to keep us from doing stuff, but some things are accepted, like driving cars are accepted, that danger. But they want to control everything else. Oh, no, you might get hurt, or you might, you know, this or that. We as you say, it's easy to lose our freedoms, you know, just like with the fireworks. Oh, that was a freedom we had forever. And now all of a sudden, oh, no, you can't do that. Now, just they keep putting pressure on us to take our little freedoms away. Just like the city of Atascadero on their cruise night saying, oh, it's for safety. Huh? Give me a break.
Safety is used in many cases, but the, you know, the reason why this came up yesterday was a gentleman called in, and I don't remember exactly if he said this, but my impression was that, look, we need to just stop doing fireworks in general here in the North County.
I understand the risk. That risk has existed forever. There's risks that people do have, and I understand they're dangerous, but we can't control everybody, and all that takes, and there's still available, somebody, you know, get illegal fireworks or whatever, just, you know, there you have it. It's going to happen, you know. People are still setting them off.
Okay, so you talk about the risks. Now, and you know, the County Board of Supervisors decided to implement this for most parts in the county regarding fireworks and individual cities as well. So if you say, well, because we want to minimize the risks, all right, so that's, you know, that sounds good and everything, so forth and so on, because it puts a strain on our services, et cetera. We all understand that, I think. So if we really want to get down to the nuts and bolts of this, then if there are over 12,000 fires due to barbecues for roughly 2.5 months out of the year, those are the prime months. You're going, you know, middle of June, July, and August. Then why don't we ban barbecues?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. You can't, ban, you know, everything would, if you keep banning things, then they ban the next thing, you know? So it's like they have to find something to control us with, to ban us from. And if it's not a barbecue, is it going to be cooking, using cooking oil on your stove? you know?
Is it Santa Barbara or somewhere down south that has banned the outside, you wouldn't do it inside, but barbecuing? Or is that in apartments because people, they don't like the smoke coming into their...
I believe the newer ones have a quad area that they can do it outside, but they didn't want anything on the balconies and stuff like that. That's dangerous.
I want a barbecue on my terrace. I don't want to go down in the middle of the quad area where everybody is there, and I don't want to do that.
I understand, but that's where the problem rises sometimes.
I don't want to have to go up in the elevator and get my next beer while I've got the ribs going.
I just have them toss it down.
No, minor bottles. All right, Mike, I'm out of time. I got to go.
Bye.
All right, bye. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Emergency officials have confirmed a second drowning in Lopez Lake this year that occurred earlier this week. On Tuesday, witnesses reported that a man was swimming with his friends at the lake at about 4:15 p.m. before he sunk under the water. The victim was identified as 20-year-old Nathan Martinez of Santa Maria. His body was recovered, and he died at a nearby hospital. San Luis Obispo police responded to a report of a robbery involving an elderly victim on Monday at about 6:18 p.m. A man approached an elderly victim from behind, placed his hands on his shoulders, and instructed him not to turn around as he stole the victim's mobile phone. Police found the suspect, 60-year-old Anthony Smith, later that day, and arrested him, recovering the victim's phone. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Your ships are coming in for America 250. The U.S. Navy Band in New York serenading the parade of ships for the Sail 4th 250 Festival in New York Harbor. 37 tall ships, 40 naval vessels, and the Navy Blue Angels fly-by salute under a heat dome of 100-degree highs. 270 million people spreading from the Midwest, peaking today into July 4th. The Navy searching for a missing sailor in the Arabian Sea.
After an emergency water landing in the Arabian Sea. U.S. Naval Forces Central Command posted to X saying there's no indication the emergency was caused by hostile action. Three of the helicopter's four crew members have been recovered and are in stable condition aboard the George H.W. Bush.
Fox's Trey Yangston, Tel Aviv. AAA advises the busiest getaway travel time on the roads today, 2 to 6 p.m., noon to 7 tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso.
All righty, we skipped an hour there. It's in the next hour. Sorry about that. All right, let's see here. We have weather brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, replacement. Sunshine later on, highs in the mid-70s, couple of clouds, mostly clear tonight and overnight, lows right around 50, mid-80s on Friday. Low to mid-80s for your July 4th Saturday, low 80s on Sunday and Monday, mid-80s Tuesday, upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Today's UV index will be 11, up and down, 5:52 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 53. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. And let's see here. Get ready for it. They're coming back. It's the third annual Pioneer Game, Saturday, October 10th at the main grandstand at the Paso Robles Event Center. And it's a crowd favorite. Indeed, it is. It is a hoot, folks. So if you're interested in helping to grow this event, or if you'd like to participate or in anything, any way else, go to PasoRoblesPioneerDay.org. And if you can't do any of that, make sure you attend it. Again, it is lots of fun. Also coming up in October, it is a Colony Days Parade and the annual community celebration. If you'd like to get involved volunteering, you got a booth you want to set up for some of the festivities, and you'd like to also enter a float in the event, contact the Atascadero Colony Days Parade Committee. Again, that's October 17th. It'll be here before you know it. Community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. All right, moving right along as we're up against the clock.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry as we look in to see who is celebrating today a birthday. Darren Nash leads it off. Beth Brennan, Nancy Beckett, Chris Hertler, Justin Thielman, Courtney Parrish, Jay Falkenberry, Luke Frayne, Mark Stevens. We have, Sarah Guglielmo, John Thomas, the walking lady's grandson, and Bill and Anita Walter. On my right-hand side, this is not a stellar list today. From Gunsmoke and the Sons of the Pioneers, Ken Curtis, 1916-1991. Pierre Cardin, 1922-2020. Gonna buy me a blue, find me a bluebird. Marvin Rainwater, 1925 and 2013. Brock Peters from Kill a Mockingbird, 1927-2005. Dave Thomas, Wendy's, 1932-2002. From the Springfields, Tom, 1934-2022. Flo, She Don't Know, Polly Holiday, 1937. From Jethro Tull, David D. Palmer, 1937. Richard Petty, 1937. One of the best singers out of Motown. He was with the Temps, Paul Williams, 1939-1973. William Guest from Gladys Knight and the Pips, 1941. He died 2015. Ron Silver, the actor from Wise Guy and Others, 1946-2009. Larry David, 1947. Lucy Bain Johnson, 1947. Good hoopster, played forward out of UCLA, Curtis Rowe, 1949. Onward, Jerry Hall, the actress, 1956. Purvis Short, pretty good hoopster, at least shooting the ball anyway, 1957. Jimmy McNichol, 1961, Jose Canseco, 1964. Also on the list, we have Troy Brown, pretty good receiver, 1971. Sean Casey, baseball, 1974. And I think that is it. Yep, that is it. Got to go hustle. Lee Iacocca, 2019. James Stewart, 1997. Fred Gwynn, 1993. Betty Grable, 1973. Ernest Hemingway, 1961. Who else do we have? Nostradamus, 1566. Beverly Sills, 2007. That's it. All right. Not a stellar list today. He hit over 300 lifetimes, so I'll go with Sean Casey. That's all I got.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The candidate filing period for the November 3rd general election in San Luis Obispo County will open July 13th and run through August 7th. Candidates must schedule an appointment with the clerk recorder's office to be issued nomination documents. San Luis Obispo police arrested 42-year-old Benjamin Wetton of San Luis Obispo for felony vandalism this week. Police investigated about $7,000 worth of damage at High Street Deli at 350 High Street, where a blue marker had been used to write on outdoor tables and signs. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Okay, Sean Casey, he had 302 lifetime, and he was a three-time All-Star. And he does a good job on MLB Tonight. That's it. That's all I got. All right. One more to go this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.